Welcome back. I'm John Papa. This is Corey Schumann. And we're here to wrap up Module 9, right?
Exactly.
Lab number 9?
Advanced Data Browser.
Advanced Data Browser. So first we showed just really cool things about dragging and dropping, how we set that up with Data Browser features so we can parse an Excel file, load a chart or a data grid, and use the My Documents or other My folders, which works on a Mac or a PC. The Excel stuff works wherever you have common Excel, so in this case, Windows. But now the trick becomes, Corey, as Corey says, you're not going to walk into many offices where all their Excel files are in the My Documents folder.
Right.
What happens if it's on a network drive or if it's somewhere else?
Right. This is where we go from kind of teaching
to real world.
To real world. Yeah. And it's just not reasonable to ask your users, drag from My Documents, and it has to be in the root of My Documents. And
you can try.
Exactly. So what we're going to do in exercise three, this is actually exercise three, I have exercise two up here, is we're going to enable the user to drag from anywhere. And so what we're going to do, the way we're going to do that is from Silverlight, we're going to read in the dropped file into a byte stream, then we're going to create a temp file in My Documents.
Let's lay out the problem again real quick, just to make sure everybody's caught up. If you haven't watched, you should go back and definitely watch the first video.
Let's open this and show. So where we left off is that we could go to, let's open up My Documents, and we could take, say, gasoline prices and drop that in here.
Right.
And it will work.
After Excel's done parsing.
Exactly. Right. So, however, let's take a look at ctemp. So we're going to our temp directory.
Yep. This could be a UNC path as well.
Right.
Any place that's not the My Documents folder, basically.
Right. So let's take minimum wage and let's drag and drop that on here. I suspect what will happen is it will either go all white or
it'll work.
Or it will work. Maybe you already have some of
the code's
code
already in
there. Yeah. but what will happen is Excel won't open a file from your hard drive. You actually have to read that into a temp directory.
Right.
So the
problem again is that you can get to the My Documents, My Videos, My Music folders with Elevated Trust with no problems. And not only can you read the files, but you can parse them and write them and delete them. But files in other places on your hard drive or even a UNC share, as long as the user has access to those, you can read information about that file.
Right.
And then in this case, you're actually reading in the bytes, writing it to the My Documents folder.
Right.
And then you're continuing on your merry way the same way you did in exercise two.
Exactly. And the problem with this one was it was reading from My Documents. Since I already had minimum wage in My Documents.
Oh, yes. So let's just show that real quick.
Sure.
Let's delete it from the My Documents folder, actually.
Let's run this. And let's take Documents. Let's delete minimum wage. Yes. And then go back to our folder, our application. Gasoline price. I don't know why I keep picking gasoline.
You like gasoline prices.
So,
must be on your mind. So that one works as in My Documents.
Right. So let's go to minimum wage in ctemp.
Which does not exist in the My Documents folder.
Right.
So drag it over here. And he pops up. And now we're getting an error.
Exactly.
Hey, com exception, because Excel wants to, when Excel opens and tries to open the file that's not in the My Documents, there's a permission issue.
Right. Exactly. So let's close this. And
so we do know what we were talking about sometimes.
So the plan here is to read the file in, write to the byte stream, use Silverlight to create a directory and a file into My Documents.
Using System.io.
Exactly. And then open up the temp, read the data in,
and then it's exactly
delete.
The same. Right. And then we delete the file.
Exactly.
Get rid of it.
So let's see here. Let's create make sure that our code is extracted a little bit, pieces of functionality. That's always good. Let's create a method called copy file to temp directory and take a look at this. So I'm going to kind of move this.
We first said, all right, we're going to have the same process before. We're not changing that code yet.
Right.
We're saying once we drag and drop, we're going to have to copy this file to the temp directory.
Exactly.
And the temp directory you mean is a temp directory inside the My Documents folder.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So here, have file IO, get the file in, read it into a byte array, and then using the stream in one fell swoop.
Read the whole thing. We don't care what's in it, we just want the whole thing.
Exactly, we want the ones and zeros.
Yes.
And then close the stream. Here with System.io directory, so this is something specific to Silverlight out of browser for Elevated Trust is when you're saying directory.create directory into the temp directory. We'll define the temp directory as my documents.
Right. We could have hard-coded that, but yeah, that's going to be our my documents folder.
Right. And so then finally, again, system.io, something specific to Silverlight out of browser trusted applications, file.write all bytes. So here we're just taking those ones and zeros and putting it into a new file.
And then we just get out.
Exactly.
So all we've done there is basically copy the file.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And it's simple.
Really hard stuff for copying files.
Right, right. But we have to do this because Excel, since right. Excel is being opened from Silverlight, and Silverlight only has access to my documents.
The key is there's no security issue either because, I mean, it's preventing you from doing what we try to do because of security.
Right.
But there's no security issue in doing what we're doing with the workaround because we're just copying the file to somewhere else just so we can read it.
Exactly.
We're not going to be able to change the original file.
Right.
We just want to copy it, use it, and then throw away the copy.
Exactly.
Okay.
So then let's come back up here. And so here we're getting in trouble because we're looking specifically in my documents.
Right.
Let's get rid of that.
This is in the drop event handler.
Right, drop event handler. So then I'm going to add some code here that
so
will...
Instead of just reading from that specific file...
I'm going to delete this one as well because I have it here as well. So right. Here we're defining... setting up a few variables.
So first we get the files.
My documents. This gets a handle on my documents. Then we're going to create a temp directory. And so what the temp directory does is gets my documents and is simply just going to say my documents / temp.
Yeah. Then it does all the magic underneath that curtain.
Exactly. And then we're going to say the full path is going to be the temp directory plus the file name. And so fi.filename is coming from the original file name.
Right.
Which is great. And then finally, copy file to temp directory, which we just took a look at. Then come here, set up Excel, get the workbook, active sheet, loop through
right.
Exactly what we did before. So,
and then everything just picks up exactly.
Right.
So let's go look at that real quick. The changed code again.
Okay.
We started with exactly with the fi equals file 0. We get the first file. That didn't change.
Did not change.
Then we're going to go ahead and we're going to open up the My Documents folder. We're going to create the... we're going to go into the temp folder inside there.
Right.
And we're going to get the new file, the one that was dropped.
Right.
So whatever, that's why it worked before. So we get that file name, and then we're going to copy that file from the place it was dragged from.
Exactly.
Which in this case could be, you know, C:\ if it wanted to.
Sure.
And we're going to drop it into this temp folder inside My Documents. And then we just continue.
Exactly. And the next piece here is you can see kind of in my toolbox what the next piece is, which is clean out file system.
Right.
I'm actually going to run this without cleaning up the file system to show what's
yeah, because otherwise we would have all these files laying around.
Okay.
Yeah, let's leave it in there for now.
Okay. Let's run this. Then we will come here to documents, and I'm actually going to delete these just
to make it very clear.
So this is my documents deleting all Excel files. Then come here to the C temp directory.
Right, which Silverlight does not have specific permissions to manipulate these files.
Exactly. And then I'm going to, which one do you want to do?
Oh, let's go with unemployment rates.
Unemployment. So drag and drop. Now look at my documents. There's the temp directory was created.
Mm-hmm.
Let's open up temp directory, and it's the same, it uses the same file name.
Same file. You can see it was just copied right now at 11:42 a.m.
Exactly. And then
the user has no idea. That's the great part about this is the user can move on their merry way, drag a file from wherever they want
right.
that they have access to, and they can drop it in here, and they're good to go.
Right. And this is, if somebody came to me or a client, the first bit, I couldn't sell. I just couldn't sell, and
right.
I couldn't push an application live. Now, with something like this, this is real world. It doesn't impede on what people are already used to.
Well, it's like a baseball player telling the pitcher, you know what, I can only hit the fastball. Can you please not throw a curveball at me today?
Exactly.
Come on.
So now let's be responsible and clean this up because what might happen is you might get in situations where if you're doing this often with the same file,
right.
Could potentially get conflicts. So let's really make this just seamless to the user. And right here, when you quit Excel.
We want to make it look like nothing actually happened with the temp folder.
Exactly.
The user shouldn't have to know or care about this.
So I'm actually going to come here and create a new method called cleanup file system.
You type really fast.
And what this does is this is a little bit redundant, but just for verboseness, directory.delete temp directory, there is a condition on here that is
delete
recursive.
The files in it. Yeah.
So if, say for example, if I just left this blank or left this blank, what it will do is it will come to delete the directory. Well, if there's something in the directory, you'll actually get an error.
Right.
And it won't delete. So if I want to do it recursive, I set it to true, and it will go through, and whatever's in that directory is gone mm-hmm. at this point. So first, we're actually saying...
Delete the file.
It's not necessary at this point, mm-hmm. but we just want to make sure that we're deleting the file.
Just in case somebody shoves something in there while it was happening.
Exactly.
Yeah, you might as well. It's just cleaner.
So clean up the file system. Let's go ahead and call that method.
No good to do it unless you call it.
Exactly.
Unless
so
after you read the data,
right? then let's run this.
Okay. So this time we should do it, and because you've got that recursive true on there, it should actually delete the old folder too, which I think you already did.
Delete.
Okay.
Right. So let's take a look at this, and let's use population this time.
Sounds
so population
good.
From the temp, drag, drop. You'll see temp flash over here.
And then it will disappear.
And then when it's finished reading, it's gone.
So now drag minimum wage over to the other grid.
Okay, minimum wage.
The other panel. We should see the same kind of thing.
Just temp over
that.
Here.
And once the data appears, that's when the temp will disappear. Fantastic.
Bingo. Last bit. This concludes exercise 3. Exercise 4 talks about checking for updates.
Okay.
So I've already added the code in here to check for updates. But, you know, it's kind of important to enable the user to say, from a deployment process saying, mm-hmm. you know, should I check for updates? And here it's a manual process having the user. You probably wouldn't have a check for updates button on your
application.
You might
just have it automatically do when it loads up.
Exactly. So, you know, check for updates. I have a message box coming up. Application has been downloaded. Mm-hmm. So restart the app to do it. And so let's take a look at the code that is doing this. Go back to main page, where the button you'll see up here in the top right-hand
right.
corner. And then in the code behind, there's have a click event for the button. Also have a event handler for app.current check and download update complete. So
right.
when you click the button, what you're doing is you're saying check and download update. What this will do is that it will actually go out and check the version.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is a new version, it will download it. But
and then
not
you want to make sure the user and the handle. You want to make sure the user knows, okay, the version's downloaded. You need to restart now.
Exactly,
and this is restart for you.
What the handler does. So if there was an update available, then say it's been updated. If there isn't, then let them know.
And you make a really good point here too with the else. If there is no update available,
right.
then if the user clicks a button, I would expect to get a response whether there was or was not an update.
Right.
But if instead of doing it on the button click, if you did it as soon as the application loaded, I wouldn't necessarily want a response for no update available
sure.
every time I load. But if there was an update, I would. So the application loads up.
Right.
There's no button. Just automatically checks as download.
Right.
Tell me if there's an update. If not, just let me work.
Go about your way.
Yeah, again, it's all user experience.
Right. Perfect. So this concludes our lab.
Lab 9, exercise 3, and 4.
Exactly. So was a BI dashboard kind of going more towards the real-world scenarios where you're trying to provide the best user experience.
Right. And you could go a lot further with this, but we talked about how you could just read a comma delimited file.
Can right.
you say that word, delimited? I said it twice now. You could do that instead of using a cell. You wouldn't need Automation Factory in that case.
Right.
You could, we talked beforehand, you could actually create as many instances of those, what do you call them, data widgets?
Exactly.
You could have a list box or an items control with several of those
right.
if you wanted to. And you could put more transitions in. So you can really spruce this up.
Perfect. This lays the groundwork for it.
It does. Thank you, Corey. And
thanks,
we'll see you in the other side of the next chapter.